Welcome back, everyone, to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. As you may have seen over our last 10 podcasts, they've all been focused on very specific targeted areas related to credit lending. What we wanted to do is a more basic learning podcast. We'll call it our Credit Lending Mini-Series podcast. They're about 5 to 6 minutes a piece. Really get into some specific but more fundamental issues that we come across. And joining me today are two of my partners, two of the leaders in our credit practice, which is Sam Riesenberg and Scott Woods. So guys, let's just jump right into this. Sam, we see a lot of structuring, a lot of issues around U.S. trader business. Maybe you can just spend a moment just talking about what is a U.S. trader business.
Sure. So the issue that we're dealing with in a U.S. trader business is the concept that the U.S. needs to decide when they're going to tax a non-U.S. person as the same as a U.S. person. That is, that their activities are such that they rise to the level of a branch in the U.S., and therefore it's essentially fair, for lack of a better word, that we tax non-U.S. people the same as U.S. people because they're doing enough stuff, if you will, in the U.S. versus, on the other hand, you may decide that they're not doing enough stuff connected with the U.S., and then we would look to, as a general matter, tax their passive returns, which we generally collect through a withholding tax because they're not around to collect it from them. So the U.S. trader business concept itself is a difficult one to clearly define, but the courts have weighed in and said that it needs to be considerable, continuous, and regular. And we have a lot of case law and other guidance that tries to delineate what that means, but it's an imprecise science and takes a lot of analysis to determine in any particular factual situation.
Well, that's interesting, Sam. So actually, Scott, I'm going to send it over to you then. We hear this, but what do investors care? What are the investor characteristics that really care about this whole U.S. trader business concept?
Sure, and there's really two categories that come into play. And the first, the main one would be the foreign investors, so that the non-U.S. taxpayers would be subject to both potentially U.S. tax and U.S. filing requirements to the extent that they directly held the U.S. trader business or even through a partnership, which, as Sam mentioned, this may surprise a lot of foreign investors who are used to that other treatment that Sam mentioned where it's passive and it's only subject to some certain withholding, so there's not as much tax leakage as you would have in a foreign investor directly investing into a U.S. trader business. The other type of investor would be a U.S. tax exempt. They could potentially be subject to tax on any U.S. trader business that's not eligible for an exception that is unrelated to their tax exempt status.
Got it. So at a high level, we have a number of these series. We're going to be talking about different issues. But Sam, okay, U.S. trader business, foreign investors, tax exempt investors, they care about this at a high level. Credit funds. What is so unique about credit funds that they should be aware of?
So credit funds are really impacted by this because they, if structured right and the right facts exist, they can get their tax rate effectively down to zero. And the reason you care about this, and this is really the punchline, it's because if you have the reverse, right, you can't manage your taxes, it's about 50%. So if you invest into a credit fund, for example, and you're able to manage those particular facts in the right way, you invest some money and you get 100 of return, the tax could be structured in a way in that particular investment that your return from that 100 is 100. Versus if you don't have your taxes structured right, you get into a U.S. trader business, the facts are just there in that manner that you can't structure around it. For example, your return is 50. Right? 50 of tax gets taken out of the system. And besides the filing issues as well that Scott mentioned, you will also have this huge delta on your return.
Well, thank you both for this part of our discussion. Everyone's going to hear a lot more from you and our other 8 or 9 of these we're going to do. Thanks for everyone for joining, and we look forward to you joining us for our next podcast. Take care, everyone. Have a great day.